Hello everybody, this is Judd, and I am in London, and I'm on my lunch break, and I'm walking through the streets of Soho, not in the rain, looking for Lee Ho Fuchs, but I'm just looking for something to eat. Now, normally on my lunch break, I go looking for vinyl records, lunch break lacquer, but that's not going to happen today. I got to hold off on buying some records. I've been buying too many lately, and this past weekend, case in point, I was drunk. It was very early in the morning on Saturday morning, and I trolled eBay and Discogs. Hey, do you use Discogs? I'll leave a link on this post, but Discogs is pretty cool. But I trolled them both, just looking for hidden gems, and I found some stuff. I found something from Leon Russell. I've got Leon Russell, Hank Wilson's Back, on the way. I found a Cher album that I saw on When You Awake, the website When You Awake. I'll leave a link for that too. But this Cher album, I don't know, I can't imagine ever buying one. I bought it because she recorded it at Muscle Shoals with the legendary Muscle Shoals musicians, producers, etc. So I bought that. That's on the way. I bought a Traffic album, Welcome to the Canteen. I bought this basically for the live version of Medicated Goo. Love that song, can't get enough. And then I bought a CD. This is a Dan Penn CD. I can't find this anywhere. So I ended up buying it from some woman in Japan for a large amount of money. So I spent quite a bit of cash this weekend on the booze that I drank and on the music that I bought. So now I need some free stuff. So I went today and downloaded the iTunes Celebrity Playlist podcast. And this time it had Jeff Beck and Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr of the Smiths and Jeff Beck of Jeff Beck. Now listen, I've talked about these celebrity playlist podcasts before. These things are fucking cool because these guys just start talking about the songs. They pick a song, they talk about what it means to them, what they felt when they first heard it, etc. To me, it's no surprise that the Mick Fleetwood one, the Ringo Starr one, the Tom Jones one, and now the Jeff Beck one are all stellar because these guys were around in the beginning and they talk about what influenced them and why they're so great today and what made them so great from their influences. So this one is absolutely stellar. I love how Jeff Beck is talking about Little Richard, okay? He's talking about Little Richard, and he brings up Earl Palmer again. Ringo Starr brought up Earl Palmer. Earl Palmer was a drummer. I didn't know much about him. That's two guys that have talked about him. I now need to go learn more. I'll leave some links for him, too. He also talked about Gene Vincent, who I love. Gene Vincent was a fucking madman on the guitar. Now, he also had a guy playing for him, guitar player named Cliff Gallup. Jeff Beck talked about how important Jeff Gallup was and how kind of unknown he is. There's no video footage of him anywhere, etc. I've got to go find out about Cliff Gallup now. So, you know, these two things, you start to find these nuggets out, and you find out what motivated these fuckers. So, you got to check this out. It's really all about the story. So, go to iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast. I'll leave a link. And download it. It's free, and it's cool, and it's better than most of the shit that's sold today from Lady Gaga and whoever hell else is supposed to be ruling the charts. So, check that out. The other thing, Jeff Beck. So let me talk about Jeff Beck for a minute. I've never been a big Jeff Beck fan. Never at all. So he just put out a new album. And every time somebody does something, takes a shit, puts an album out, people know about it. There's a spike in any kind of marketing or publicity. So Jeff Beck's been all over the place lately. And the cool thing about it is, I think that what he's doing, being all over the place, it's still in his own style, it's low-key, but his name is getting out there. Not just his name, but his actual playing. So he's playing on some cool shows and in these little guest spots, and he's making a name for himself, a bigger name, or he's just making more of a name, I guess. For me, what he's done is motivated me to go back and buy stuff. I bought a couple things recently. The Live at Ronnie Scott's, which is just absolutely incredible. Ronnie Scott's, I've been there, it's here in London. I'm actually right around the corner from it as I'm talking. And then the other one I bought was this new one, Emotion and Commotion. Now the funny thing about this is I got it off of iTunes, and I just realized today, I got it a couple weeks ago, that it came with one of those iTunes Plus, so it has all this video and other content and pictures and all other kinds of bullshit. I just realized it today, and I pay attention to this shit. So it made me think, how much value does this kind of extra crap have as opposed to the music? You know, what are people actually buying stuff for? I buy it for the music, and if the extra stuff comes with it and I like it, fine. But that's no way to differentiate, I think, buying music online. We got to figure this thing out because the state it's going in, it just sucks. Okay, that's it for me. I'm going to end, and I'll come back with some more comments later on about the state of music.